Hello, I'm Isawellen, and this is Isawellen Writes Grown-Up Storytime. Welcome. I'm excited to share a couple poems with you today, things that I've been had around for quite a while. I mean, since the spring even, or early spring, that I wrote then and that I had some friends help me out with. I spent a lot of time putting music to one of these, and I just listened to it again. And even though I asked people, and I got 50-50, leave music in, take music out, I think I'm going to share with you the without version. Since I can't coordinate the music perfectly with the poetry, and I had to do quite a bit of finagling, it might distract. There might be rises and falls when they're not appropriate. So if you are listening and you're like, where's the music? I thought she was going to do music. I'm going to share that one in my feed on Twitter, Isawellen on Twitter, and I'll just share the one with the music in my feed if you want to hear that version. After this is aired, I'll probably share it tomorrow. So when you listen, if you listen to this on September 22nd, on September 23rd, I'm going to post the with music version. I don't know how many people on Twitter actually come over here and listen, but we'll know if you're waiting for it. I'll know then. Oh, good Lord, today with the ums. I feel like the monster has got, he's like sitting on my tongue. Blah, 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 blah. I've not been sleeping well from taking some decongestion. I've just had this ongoing congestion in my head, and the local kind of fires and season and heat and all of that has not really been helping my congestion at all. So I took some new stuff, different brand. I'd been taking the off brand. I took the original brand the last three nights, and woo-wee, wow, I've been awake. I've been awake and not able to sleep, and today I'm feeling a little loopy and a little laggy. I'm laggy. You know, like when you're playing on the computer and you're trying to talk or text or play a game, a Facebook game? No, my kids are gamers, and you're slow behind everybody else. I'm a little laggy today. So back to this. There are two poems. They're to a male and a female, same kind of point of view. I mean, they're really talking about the same subject. They're not counter. They're not back and forth. They're the same subject, the male perspective and the female perspective. And I hope that you enjoy them. I hope that that if you know somebody who maybe has this same heart cry, that you can share it around. That would be really cool to me. Let me know if you do that. Let me know, you know, when stuff I write, if it means something to you, if you, or anybody else, if you hear a story on the show and it's powerful to you, whether an interview or a story or anything, good Lord, please let me know. Leave a comment. Let me know that you're out there. Hello. Hello. Can anybody hear me? Hello, I'm here. Can you see me? Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. Loopy. Did I say loopy? Yes, I'm loopy. So after the Ballad of the Strong is the Lament of the Strong by Q Speaks, my friend Q Quincy, who is incredible and awesome and powerful and such an audio alpha. Is he an audio alpha? He'd laugh. Everybody I know is going to laugh at that. Audio dom? No, not that either. Audio gentleman. That's what he is. He's an audio gentleman. After his, which he wrote after reading mine, and after reading his, I didn't have to. I expanded mine. He wrote his. He's really talented in many ways. After that is Old Man Fear, which is an audio that Zane voiced for me. And he sounds a little bit like Southern Old Man. It's kind of interesting. So let me know what you think. I'd love to do more of these. I'd love to do short stories. I'd love to do more poetry. I'd love to do some steamy poetry by other authors, by other artists. It's not about me. Oh my gosh, I'm singing again. Good Lord, the hills are alive with the sound of music. No, stop. Oh, somebody put a tape over my mouth. Make it. This is what happens when I'm loopy, people. Okay, so I'm done now. You shouldn't leave me alone with a microphone today or on Twitter or anywhere. Don't leave me alone. Somebody come and help me. I hope that you enjoy this poetry today. I hope that I said that. So without further ado, here is the Ballad and Lament of the Strong. And after that is Old Man Fear. Why is my media feed filled with men saying they want strong, passionate, and intense? Not buying it. There are women who have lived, who know who they are. She will come on strong, a controlled storm of willpower and confidence, and give all her soft over to the task of living. Yes, she can be ever so pleasant, but not unless you earn the right to peek beneath her surface. She's passion in life, waiting for right, for him to come and share her burning brightest, ready to laugh out loud with you, and hungry, wild, to fight with you, just to see if you can take on strong without cracking or breaking, just to see if you can laugh when you both know she's acting a little crazy. She is brave in the dark, and she wants to hold all your fears, shelter your care, and share in your tears. But stubborn and cold, you refuse to show them. You hide your dark, your hurt, your past. You keep and won't ever let her touch it, won't stop clenching and let her love it. She wants to hold you close, explore all your adventure, yield to your hand on her throat, take your monster and your measure, or your slow and your tender, and give back 100 times all the loving she has given. She will give you every night and every day between her legs, needs it just like you do. Wants to show you the beauty she's saving for your begging. Breathe into you her confidence, whispered words of hope and promises. Help you be the best man, the one you know you want to be. But you work hard for the money, want your beer and your game. Come home, put your feet up, and tune her out rather than tame her. She's willing to carry the weight of the world, to labor over small tasks, to make living a home in order to keep the noise out, keep it warm and ready so that no one wants to roam. Make a shelter where you both can hide, keep inside one with the other, safe from the world's constant storm. But you don't want her to possess you. You hold back, grow grim, shy away from her offerings. You won't give over your heart, your time, your first. Won't dare to set aside your plan to drink from her for your thirst. You say you want strong, but strong wants to own and be owned, wants to give and be given, wants no halfways. Strong will give you pain and pleasure, and take it all in return. 100 times getting better and better and better. You want that flashy fire, that first spark that catches your eye, her laugh that makes you curious, her sharp mind draws your first reply, and then you see her and run, because fire burns. Strong wants to trust and laugh and compromise. Strong will take you into her in every way you ask and stand her ground, fight for herself, fight for you, fight for your family. She is fearless, loves recklessly, gives everything, submits to you by giving to you because you could never, ever make her and take her if she didn't want you to. Mm-mm. How can you say you want strong, passionate, and intense when every strong woman I know has watched men walk on by and go for simple, easy, needy, and quick? Something without that fundamental commitment. That's fine. That's what you want. Go ahead, choose your desire. But don't turn around when life wears that one down, when her party leaves you on the ground, and that one sucks up everything but never seems to give. You say you want strong. Strong will never be easy. Strong, passionate, intense is not easy. But it could be worth everything. It could change your life for the better, fill you up, satisfy your cock, and every need you didn't know you had. Strong wanted you, and you picked easy.
Why is my feed seemingly filled with women saying they don't see men who actively seek a woman of strength and intensity? Driven by passion, lying deep inside her, fueling her fire, his eyes grow wide with desire as he revels at her strength in action. He wants her to come on strong, wants to receive without taking, wants to put his hands down in the fight to show he can take her without breaking. Needing her bravery in dark places, wanting to relinquish all of his fears, but terrified to be looked down upon when his pain results in tears. He wants to return to you every night and greet each morning from your bed and every day give you his soul as he settles between your legs, resting his head upon your breast. It is there he finds his comfort. Make no mistake, the beer and the game are merely distractions from a world where he's learned that love hurts. You see, as you carry the weight of the world, he'll stand guard and keep you from harm. And absorb all of the chaos around you so you can find your peace within his arms. But you don't want what he has to give. You don't want him as your possession. You only want to be seen and not see his strength in your reflection. And that's a lesson in half measures. Strong wants to own and be owned, wants to give and be given. Strong will give you pleasure and give you pain, take a licking and keep on ticking. He wants that fire because he knows that it burns. He wants the trust and the laughter and the compassion that he's earned. His strength can consume you in every way that you ask, or he can relax himself into you and call your strength to task. And when you stand your ground and you fight for yourself, he knows you'll fight for him when he has nothing left. Strong wants to take and be taken. Wants to see and be seen, and even though too many men have accepted that strength and been described by women as weak, he stands on his feet and tell her that it's okay. He wants her to be fearless, even when he knows that she's afraid. He wants her reckless love while he offers the safety that she craves. And when he accepts her submission, it's because he knows that it's a gift, and because he wouldn't want her if she expected him to take what she did not give. That's integrity, and that's a strength you can't outlive. You say you want someone to appreciate your strength, your passion, your intensity, but if I'm honest, every strong man I know has seen a strong woman relinquish her strength to someone who's toxic. They go for simple, easy, needy. That's fine if that's what they want, but don't turn around when life wears him down and his desire is all but gone, and all he's left with is strong. a strong sense of self, values, morals, and ethics, a strong understanding of things that he's learned from hard lessons. You say you want him to want strong, then you have to want strength in return. Lift him up when he's weak and let him do the same for you when you're hurt. You say you want him to want passion, then you have to stand with him and burn in the same fire, in the same flames, in the same intensity as it churns. And you want him to want that intensity, don't you? You want him to hold nothing back. You want him to give up anything, everything, burn it down, and watch, he'll rise from the ashes. Because strong is easy, right? It's simple, just light the matches. But strong isn't supposed to be easy. It's entirely too precious. Because it could be worth everything and change your whole life for the better. Satisfy your mind and give your heart all that it asks, and fill you to your very depths with more pleasure than you can imagine. But when strong stood as a pillar, built to support all of your strength, he told you that he wanted you and would go to any length, every measure taken, and never flinched when you were needy. Then you turned and you walked away, and strong watched you go and pick easy.
Old Man Fear, with his beard down to his knees, came a creeping and crawling down my country street. He carried bags in knuckled hands, the two weights heavy and death laden, dragging in the dirt. I watched him stop and open one, pull a rock from its internal hell, a gray and ordinary river stone, as big as a human skull. He passed it to my neighbor in her yard, and her froze to see him standing there. He handed her the dark, round rock as if she'd been waiting for his special care. She took it in both her hands. A silent scream got in her mouth. She brought it to her heart and chest and bowed around the simple rock as if he'd given her gold and treasure best. She clutched it tight to her heart instead of letting loose. Didn't sleep or eat or answer calls. Refused to release its draining toll. The weight of it a burden to her soul. She held Fear's gift with all her might. Could see no other way. Frozen in her garden now. Her family confused and lost. Fear came by to check on her daily with his hungry, creeping glee. Watching this, I could stand no more. I crossed the boundaries of our yards, an idea to free her of her burden. I pried her rock from her weakening arms. I took Fear's gift she held so tight. She screamed at me in rage and woe, warned me she would die. Standing in her yard, not moving forwards or backwards, forgetting all the life around her garden, joy and family. The stone she held froze her and stole her from all the life she'd ever lived. I forced the rock from her hands. Could see the scar it left behind. I threw the rock as far as I could, not wanting to be caught up in its bind. I told her Fear gives no gifts and leaves no treasure, only aches behind. I warned her never take his gift again. She wept and thanked me, went to her home, found peace and warmth and joy. Until Old Man Fear came down that street again. With his beard down to his knees, came a creeping, crawling, with his bag of treats. New each day these heavy weights, skull-shaped stones made to drain the day and freeze a person in one place.